Blog Talk Radio.
All these years, how did I make it this far? The baddest and over the hill, I know it had to be God. How did I make it this far? How did I make it through the day? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. I'm living it.
I'm going to be
Figured it all out. I did. I figured it all out. It was by his grace. The only reason you're here today is by the grace of God. When you think about what you've been through, the ups and downs, it was all by God's grace. It's why we're here right today. It was God's grace that came and got us and made us who we are and what we are. It's the grace of God. Welcome to the Word Unknown. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and for in Christ Jesus, we truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. I just thank God. I thank God for his word, because it's in his word that we learn who we are and whose we are. And I thank God for it every day, that we can live by his word, because Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4 says so. I want to take my time today. I want everybody to be part of this review. We had an interesting week. But before we get into all of that, I'm going to have a word of prayer. That's just something that I think is always dutiful, is to have a word of prayer. And I like thanking God first. When I come thanking him. Thanking him for everything he did. I thank him for forgiving me of my sins. I thank him for washing me in his blood. I thank him for allowing us to become a new creature and a new creation. Thank him. I thank him for redeeming us from the curse of the law, of sin and death. I thank you, Father God, for redeeming us, paying the bill for us. I thank you for it, so we no longer have to live under a hard taskmaster. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that you even call us saints. Hallelujah. Because you freed us, according to John 8:31-32, that we're free now. Moreover, Father God, I thank you for making us more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. It was through you, Christ, that enabled us to become more than conquerors. Father God, for filling us with your Holy Spirit of promises. I thank you for accepting us as the beloved. I thank you for it. Praise you for it. Then, Father God, I just want to praise you. I want to praise your holy name. You worthy to be praised. You're such an awesome God. There's not a God like you, Father God. You're worthy of our praise, and we should honor you. I mean, look what you did to the sun. It ain't never had to go in the shop for repair. Look what you hung the moon. It never failed. And you're a God that's never failed. I praise you for it. I praise you, Father God, for being a God who always been on point. You've always been faithful. I praise you for being a faithful God. Because I understand, Father God, there's a lot of people not faithful. And you've proven to us time and time that you are a faithful God. You're faithful in all your ways. Not some of them, but in all of them. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that you promise us. And for your promises, Father God, we're able to have our beings. I thank you for your plan. Hallelujah. I thank you for it. And I praise you for it. I praise you for having a plan that Satan had no clue of what was going on. I praise you for it. I thank you for enforcing it as well, because you have enforce your plan, even to when we thought it was an emergency, you was enforcing it. Thank you for it. I thank you for the ability to be able to. I praise you for that. I praise you, Father God, for not giving up on us. You could have gave up on them, but you didn't. You kept hammering away. You kept sending people across our path and reminding us of certain little things. Thank you, Father, and I praise you for it. You are a merciful God. You are the kind of God that looked beyond our fault and saw our needs. Woo! Hallelujah! And I thank you. I thank you because you know I needed you. When you came, and you came right on time, you got me out of the mouth of the lion. You got me out of the teeth of Satan, placing my feet on solid ground. Then you turn around and you made me a citizen according to the scripture. You made me a citizen of heaven. According to Philippians 3:20, Father God, we can seat it with you. I just thank you, and I just love you for your word. I like to affirm, Father God, and confirm. Not only do we want to affirm, but we want to confirm that we're walking by the Spirit. We're walking in your Spirit because of Galatians 5:16-17. So it is so. It is so, Father God, that we walk in the light as you are in the light. And our light shine in dark places. I thank you for it. Woo! Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you that the light that you have shares with our heart and say that we are part of you. I thank you for it. I thank you for being a new creation. Firm it and confirm it, Father God, that we are new. The old things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. Thank you, Father God, for securing us, for making us your people. Before we wasn't a people, angels can't declare what we have. Even though you sent angels to protect us, according to Psalms 91:14, that we are protected. So I like to affirm and confirm that by your stripes we are healed. Thank you, and we praise you, cry out to you this morning. We said mercy have run of the house. Grace take over. And we ask these and all blessings in Christ's name. For his sake, we do pray, and everybody agreed. They did say amen and amen. Hallelujah for it. Praise God. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, we've talked about the revelation of the grace of God, and we covered a lot this week. Anyone have anything they want to share this week? I want you to feel free to do so. Amen. And Pastor, she's going to be in just a little later. She did have a special service or something she did, but she will be on in just a short bit. But however, we started the week off talking about revelation. Revelation is something that's been hidden, now made known. Something that you could say almost was a mystery, but now it's no longer a mystery. So we're Amen. Talking about the mystery of the grace of God, something that's really been hidden. We see, we learned that it's through grace now that we can have righteousness. They didn't have righteousness in the Old Testament. I don't know if you all realize that or not. They were spinning their wheels, ever trying to get there, but could never reach that because sin had them in bondage. So it was grace that came through Christ, because he's the one that bring this grace and set us free. And we're free. See, before, you had to stay locked up. But now we're free. We're free, man, to be saved. You know what? Another thing the Lord showed me, too. See, God is intelligent. He's beyond intelligent, beyond wisdom. I can't even put a number. But because we're intelligent, he deals with us from an intelligent perspective. He said, you know, it wouldn't be right for you to be charged with some sin you didn't even have anything to do with.
First Amen. Time.
So God said, you know what? I'm going to fix that. I'm going to give you the same opportunity as I gave Adam. I'm going to let you have the knowledge. I'm going to let you have the truth. And I'm going to see how you're going to handle it. So you don't have to be charged with Adam's sin. And so I'm going to have even playing ground, so to speak. So that's how grace came in. See? So grace gave us that even playing field. That's the revelation of grace, brothers and sisters. If you can get a hold of that, that's okay. Now you got an equal chance. You got just the same space as Adam had. You got the same chances Adam had. You got the same. You got righteousness now, where before you didn't. So I'm going to give you a fresh start. So 2 Corinthians 5:17 become a reality. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. See, he gave us that right to become new now. So, and remember now, old things are passed away. So if it's passed away, it's gone.
Yes.
It's out of here.
Yes.
That's why it's called the past. It's not the present. It's the past. It's not the future. It's the past. It's over. It's just like some shoes you had when you were 6 years old. It passed.
Amen.
I kind of hope that your feet have grown a little bit since you've been 6 years old. So it's past. So when you look at those shoes that you wore when you was five, you say, well, I'm past that. Yeah. When you was in the fifth grade and you got promoted, they said, you passed. That means that you left something behind. Make me want to preach. You left something behind. You left that old life behind. You passed that now. And I don't think anybody, you don't got to the 12th grade. You're not planning on going back and trying to repeat the 10th grade. You're looking for your freshman year of college now. Yeah. Because it's past. Who said something? And try to live your past. You can try, brother, sister. It won't work. I know you might have had some good years, especially those that partied during the 80s and 90s. It's over. It's past. You can't go back. You may try, but, hey, that's only in Hollywood, okay? That's not real, brother and sister. That's Hollywood talk. That's you trying to make a movie. Yeah. Revelation give us what we didn't know. How about that? Huh? So the revelation of grace, that's what it did. But you have to have a full understanding of grace. And we gave several definitions. And it's hard to compose and compile everything in one review. But I'm going to touch on a few things. And I pray to God, let Evangelist Sharon share some things that she shared with me. If the Lord say so today, that's fine. If he say tomorrow, that's fine. But I just know the woman got a powerful word that God had gave her. I'm not going to spoil it, but I tell you what, boy, when you hear this testimony, when you just hear this message, I'm going to call it a message. That's what I'm going to call it. I ain't going to call it a testimony. It's a message she has. And it makes a lot of sense. She'll share it whenever the Lord tells her. It's about a light, okay? And so when y'all hear that, y'all want to know that's what I'm talking about. It's a light. You know, the Bible said, let your light shine that men may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
Well, the Lord let her do that with me. Let that light in her shine. And then she was talking about a light. And that's what just blew me away. That was all revelation. God said, yeah, she's letting her light shine. And she's talking about a light. And then the light is not for everybody. It's for those that can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? But anyway, that's another story for another time if the Lord say so. But grace, as we understand, and I just want to talk about the nucleus of that truth, that grace.
Yeah, okay.
The best known meaning of the importance of a biblical term of grace would be unmerited favor or divine favor. So a lot of times when people are talking about the grace, you're talking about a divine favor. Something came from God. A favor freely bestowed upon those who totally unable to return the favor or unable to pay it back. I like to look at it like that. You know, you're dealing with something that you can't pay back, okay? I'll just be honest with you. You're dealing with something, you can't pay it back. So that's the kind of grace we're dealing with, the kind you can't pay back. See, some debts you can pay back. But this is one of the grace that God has given us. I like to think His grace is God's free action in behalf of those who are without merit. Don't even deserve it. But yet and still, grace demonstrates the goodness of God toward those who deserve His wrath. So instead of God giving us His wrath, He give us His wealth. Woo, preacher. That's awesome, man. Y'all didn't hear what I just said. We should have gotten wrath, but instead He gave us wealth. It's wealth in grace.
Amen.
So on the basis of the substitutionary death of Christ, God's grace provided a way for God to offer this free gift of eternal life to guilty sinners. See, we was all there at one time. But God offered us something. I like to think of it as a big giant eraser. A big giant eraser. When I was growing up, and it's just a little bit off track, but when I was growing up, I always used to want to go up to the blackboard. They call it blackboard. You know how they were doing. Anything bad, they would call it black. Anything good, they'd make it white. But anyway, that was just that prejudice thing in folks. But anyway, I'd like to go to the board. I like to call it a chalkboard because that's what they did on it, really. They wrote on it. It was a chalkboard.
Really is.
And they called it a blackboard, but it was a chalkboard. And you go up there, and when you get up there, you would, they have a bunch of people writing stuff and that. And I made a couple mistakes. And I said, oh, teacher, let me go up there and erase that. Erase it. Erase my mistake. And erase some of them other mistakes because the other people make too. But my whole thing was, let me go erase these mistakes. And not until I became grown in the ministry that I understood what a beautiful thing an eraser is. It's gone. You don't see it no more on the board. That's the way our life should be. You don't see it no more. I don't care what folks say. Doesn't matter what I feel. An eraser is on that sucker. It's gone. And then you can look and see there's newness there in your life. You're talking like you never talked before. You're seeing things out of a different eye like you never. That was the grace of God, man. So on the base of the substitutionary death of Christ, God's grace provided a way for God to offer us that free gift of eternal life. So we didn't have to deal with the punishment that's going to come to a lot of people. Instead, He gave us His unmerited favor, simply saying, you didn't have to work for it. You didn't have to do none of that. And the scripture we use was over there in the book of Titus, 5th verse. And like I had said earlier during the week, that most scholars accept Titus 3, 4, and 5 as the scripture or the definition of grace. There are other scriptures now, let me be clear, which are very meaningful, and these scriptures can enlighten, but by the same token, it was that one, that the definition. So we talked about that a little bit, because that was one of the scriptures that expresses God's grace. And God's grace has to be expressed, brothers and sisters, through his love, through his way of expressing who he is. Without grace, we have no God. Let me say that again. Without grace, we have no God. Because it takes a God.
Amen. Amen.
To pay that for us. And he did it with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to say on Monday, the strangest, well, it wasn't really strange, but on Monday, we were over on the instant conference. Pastor was over on the blog talk. She taught an awesome message on blog talk. And those that don't have it, I'll give y'all that information.
Okay.
And go and listen to Monday's message. It was awesome. She was right on point with everything that the Lord had been sharing with us. And it was just awesome. And so she took care of Monday for us. Tuesday, we had a few difficulties. And then the enemy was trying to attack. You all be surprised. We've been on an awesome attack. We've probably been up under much attack as Israel have been this week. But anyway, so we were talking about the revelation of, so we want to get into all of it, but if the Lord leads Evangelist Sharon, I'd like for you to speak on that matter.
Okay. You know, good afternoon to everyone. I talk to my daughter. I guess I preach at her all the time, you know, and she, you know, has conversations. She replies back correctly, and she has the right concept. But you can't have the concept. It has to be more than a concept. It has to be your way of life, your way of living. You have to apply it to everything, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you deal with people, the way you deal with yourself, you know, the way you keep your surroundings. Everything has to coordinate with the way God says it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it doesn't, you don't have no faith.
Mm.
Because the things that you put your faith in, you know, you put your faith in things and they break down and then you never mind it, you know, like it's not a big deal. But see, God can't go back on his word. And so I was sharing with Pastor earlier, we used to go to these clubs and they would stamp your hand. But you can't see the stamp. But if you come out the smoke and go back in, they have you put your hand under a light.
Yeah.
And they can see if you belong there or not, you know. And with the stamp, you have access to two drinks or to go to this part of the club or that part of the club, you know. And everybody hasn't participated in those aspects, you know, but they have them. The same concept at amusement parks like Disneyland, Disney World, or both of them. You know, you can go to certain parts of the park depending on how much you pay, you know. They used to stamp your hand. But my thing is, God has written his word on the lining of our hearts where nobody can touch it but us. We're the only one that has that light to release it. We're the only one that has the lever to release it. And when it's released back to him. Because we come from him. We're his anyway. So now we have let him know we have awakened, you know.
Yes.
Once you have awakened, you can't do what you used to do. Because
That's
you can't pretend to be asleep. you have awakened. And with your awakening, you get all these gifts that God gives you. And one of them, the most important one that Pastor's been talking about, is grace. And how wonderful is grace? God's grace. And I like the way that Pastor put it. Well, it's a divine, unmerited favor. You really, that means you really don't deserve it, but I'm going to do it anyway. You know,
there you
unmerited
go.
Favor. Or you can't get it done nowhere else, and you don't have, and you, I know you can't pay me back, so it's unmerited. However it is, you can't give me, pay me back. So it's unmerited, period. So you have divine favor. So the best way, you know, and I was sitting here thinking that I live under grace now. I know that I live under grace. But I was, as Pastor was talking about it, I was thinking about, you know, how I could relate. Because I always talk to my daughter, and she has the right concept. She just hasn't applied this to every area of her life yet. She hasn't, you know, like I told her, I said, like Pastor says, you don't want to stay a midget. You want to grow, don't you? You don't want to stay add that subtraction. You want to do division. You can't do division if you don't know how to multiply. So you want to grow. We want to grow in the Lord. We want to grow in grace. You know, and I have grown in grace, and God has given me big examples, but, and I have an example, and it's not a good example. Well, it's not good to me because it wasn't a good time, but this is a perfect example right here. I used to get high all the time. Anything you could name, I was called like a garbage head. Some people like up, some people like down. I like anything that made me high, so I was a garbage head. But anyway, garbage can. They tell you that at rehab centers too. But anyway, I would think I was doing heroin. And I OD'd. I passed out. I went out. You know? But God's grace brought me back. That, the first time, I hate to say it, you know, and be so explicit about it because it shows how hard-headed I really was. The first time, notice I said the first time. So that means I had to go out twice, at least one more time. So the first time, they brought me back with just ice and cold water and stuff, you know. Put me, you know, in the bathtub, put ice, lots of ice on me. Just tried to shower me, you know. I came back. But then the second time, they tried that. I didn't come back. When I woke up, I was in the bathtub, and I did have ice on me. But you know what I woke up to? Hello, three, breaker, 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 four. It was cops all around me. I had OD. I was just sitting in the bathroom. And you know what they did? They hit me with that Norcan. You know, but that was the grace of God. Because I might not, suppose I didn't hold on until they came, you know? That was the grace of God. I mean, if you can envision that, those are graces of God, too. I can't ever repay him for doing it, you know, because even the person who was there, they tried their darndest, you know. They did. They tried their darndest. But they couldn't get me back this time, you know. See, I'm hard-headed. Oh, give me some more. Let me try it again. Didn't you go out before? Oh, yeah, I'm only going to take a little bit this time. I'm going to take less. Mm-hmm. Miss Daredevil, get high me. Give me that again. I want it a second time, see. But the grace of God is beautiful. When you know you live in it, it makes you operate a different way. You feel a different way. You look a different way. You speak a different way. You interact a different way. And see, I try to explain this to my daughter. You know, she has the right concept, but she hasn't applied this to every way of her life because she used to tell me, oh, my mama went here, spiritual stuff. Can we change the subject, please? And we changed the subject, but now she says it. And I said, well, we don't have to talk because I'm the only thing better to talk about than God, you know?
Yeah.
That's the end of that, period. How about that?
Period.
Let's not, okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye. If we're on the phone, I'll talk to you later. Bye. We don't have to talk about it, but nothing else
is worthy. The club. Join the club.
And she said, well, you know, Mom, we're Aquarius and we're extremists. Yeah, well, we are extremists. I used to think that it was a big deal. You know, I danced. I took my clothes off. I got naked. And I used to dance outside the country. They used to pay my airfare and my room and board and give me meals. So I used to think that was a big deal, you know. I was going the wrong direction. God, I didn't want me doing that. That was something that Phil and Jean McGrew's daughter Sharon wanted to do. That was their daughter. She wanted to do that, you know. But God's daughter, I don't want to do that. And you know what? And I'm not bragging or tooting my own horn. I could do it right now, you know. I mean, of course, I'd have to put on a mask. We all have some areas that, you know, will tell. She's a little older. But let's, truth be told, I danced until I was 47, you know, and now I'm 60. And I look better now than I look then.
Wow.
You know, you can put on masks and stuff like that. But see, it's through the grace of God, though. It's through the grace of God. And I know that. And so my daughter was saying, well, it's crazy that you recognize every little thing. Well, it's not crazy because I live a broad spectrum of life. So, and now I live under God's grace, so I don't have to think about it or try to read about it or wear braces and stuff, you know. We have a relationship. I talk to him every day. I see he sleeps with me. You know, we have a real relationship, you know. He's with me all the time.
Amen.
So I'm trying to do the best I can do all the time because he can see me all the time. You know how you know if your man's coming over, you try to tidy up and stuff? Well, my man's with me all the time, you know.
Watch
and
out.
And he's going to pop up anytime. So I got to keep it tight. I got to keep it tight.
Yeah. I got to
keep everything right. I have to keep everything
keep right
because he's with me all the time. I can't pretend with him because he won't help me out when nobody else can help me. You know, I can't pretend with him.
Wow.
I have to be all the way in. I can't straddle the fence. I can't have a little iota of disbelief. None of that is allowed.
None of that.
No skepticism, none of that. So just try and believe 100% and give your 100% to God, and he'll do the rest. You see, it makes life a lot easier. I promise you it makes life a lot easier. You know, I mean, it's not, I sadly to admit, it's not too many things I haven't done. You know, I have crossed the line in many places. And if God can deliver someone like me, you know, I mean, I rob banks. I'm a female. I used to mess with girls. Well, girls used to mess with me. They pay my bills and stuff. You know, I was a prostitute, you know, so I didn't exclude the women, you know. But I knew it wasn't doing right. I knew it all the time, you know, and they need to know, too. And it's in the Bible. And see, I never knew it was so clearly in the Bible, in Romans. I never knew where to find it. Now I know where to find it. Watch out. But God bless everybody. Enjoy the Super Bowl, which I don't even watch for. But I know everybody loves the Super Bowl. So enjoy the Super Bowl, and God bless, and worship the Lord. And look how he made these guys play football. They are amazing. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. Beautiful. That's just a beautiful message that she had in such a short way, but explained a whole lot of things. But the Lord gave me a word. Then we'll hear from Pastor. The Lord gave me a word for you, and I sort of heard it through Monique, because Monique said that she was a yeah, she's been with a lot of men. And she said, you know what? I was a whore. And then her husband told her, said, no, don't say that. You was free-spirited. Just free-spirited. So that's the word the Lord gave me for you. Your lifetime, you've been a free-spirited woman. Do that make sense?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I've done a lot of things. I mean, that kind of sounds better. You know, it dresses it up. But
yeah, but it's the same thing. You've been a free-spirited woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. too free.
Over your life. You think about it. We are maybe too free, but think about it. Pray about it.
Yeah, heaven.
You've just been a free-spirited woman. And, like, you would take challenges. You would take somebody dare you to do stuff, or you did it, see?
Oh, yeah. Amen. That's me.
The
that
idea
was me.
Came. You was free-spirited. Okay, I'll do it. Ride a motorcycle, yeah. No problem. But thank you so much. That's powerful. That's a powerful testimony you gave this morning. And I'll cherish that. And Pastor, when you come and give that interview, give the how you get on the website, and also so that people could hear Monday message as well, because that was powerful as well, especially Monday, because it was all scripture, and I just love it. God chastised me with that you need to get back to just scripture after scripture, and explaining everything. Let the scripture explain the scripture. Line on line, precept on precept. So the Lord said, you need to get back to that. Said, that's what you're going to talk to those people. And pastors still doing it big time. Yeah, y'all got to go back and hear Monday. She didn't get none of what she thought, felt. It was scripture after scripture. Each scripture explained each scripture. So that's God's word, brothers and sisters. But in your hands, Pastor.
God bless. And good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And thank you, Pastor. First of all, I'd like to thank Evangelist Sharon for being so open. And, you know, her.
Amen.
Your testimony you gave, that'll help other women come to God. So you share your testimony and witness with that testimony. That your testimony is going to change people's lives. When you share it, it's going to change their lives, because they're going to realize that it's God bless this woman and turn her around. He can turn me around. So continue to share your testimony. It was just so wow. That's all I could do. I was back. I was like, Lord.
It was wow. It was a ride now. And so now I understand that song, God Who Saved a Wrench Like Me, a Wretch Like Me. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So now when that song comes on, I really love that song.
Yes. God bless you. God.
Thank you,
Pastor. For your encouragement also. So that website is www.blogtalkradio.com/blognoon. So that's www.blogtalkradio.com/blognoon. Amen.
Amen.
God. So I have to thank God for his word. And was you saying something, Pastor?
Do you have to look it up by dates or whatever? Because, it's thousands of messages that we've recorded that's on there. So you want to be specific. I want y'all to hear Monday, whatever date was Monday. What was Monday, the 5th? Wherever the Lord leads you, but I think it was, I want to say it was the 5th. I'll look at the calendar. But either way, you want to be specific in the day, because a lot of those messages are going to come up. So you want to know which day you're talking about. I think it was on the 5th, though. But go ahead, Pastor. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because I want to say it'll say last Monday. I'm not sure if it gives the dates. I don't remember. But it'll say like last Monday or something like that. And you'll be able to pull it up. Because as I think about it, I don't remember seeing dates, but yes, it's quite a few in there. So you want to do the recent one? And
yeah, it's going to be on the 5th. It's going to be on the 5th. It's going to be 2:05. I think the dates will pop up either way, but it's going to be the 5th. That's for Monday, and today being the 11th. Yeah, so that'll be on the 5th that I was sharing and hoping that people hear that message. Okay. All right, go ahead, Pastor. I'm sorry.
God bless. Oh no, Pastor. You don't have to apologize. Praise God. Well, the scripture I'd like to share today that just really, I tell you, I enjoy was from Titus. Pastor was teaching on. We're talking about that grace. So Titus in verse 7, but I think we have read. We might have read a little bit before verse 7, but reading it from the King James, let me start there. And the reason why I like the different translation, because it helps me in my walk with the Lord. And so that's why you'll hear me that. And yes, Pastor, you know, he taught us, you know, that's how we should, when we study in, to have the different translations so that it does help open us up to the Word of God, that we're able to understand it more. And so reading it from Titus 3 and verse...
We had 4 and 5, and I think you did 6 and 7, but it started at 3, the definition for grace. It started at 3.
That's what it
was. Yeah, it was... I mean, it was a third chapter, fourth verse. It was third chapter, fourth and fifth verse. But go ahead.
Okay. So reading Titus from, the third chapter, I'm going to start at the fourth verse through the seventh verse.
Good. Okay.
Okay. And so reading from the King James first, it says, but after... that the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man, appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. I almost said Holy Spirit, but Holy Ghost. That sixth verse says, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Amen. And we got to remember
amen,
that.
Amen.
But we are... focusing on is our eternal life. Amen.
Yes.
And so reading it from the Message Bible, see, it starts, let me see, can I find verse? Okay, I'm going to have to start with 3, and I'll read 3 through 7 from the Message Bible. It says, it wasn't so long ago that we ourselves were stupid and stubborn, dupes of sin, ordered every which way by our glands, going around with a chip on our shoulder, hated and hating that. But when God... our kind and loving God stepped in. He saved us from all that. It was all his doing. We had nothing to do with it. He gave us a good bath. I like that part. He gave us a good bath. And we came out of it new people. Washed inside and out by the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Our Savior Jesus poured out new life so generously. God's gift has restored our relationship with Him and giving us back our lives. Let me read that again. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Our Savior Jesus poured out new life so generously. God's gift has restored our relationship with Him and given us back our lives. And there's more life to come, an eternity of life. You can count on this. And, you know, as I read this, I just thank God for the reassurance that He has given us. And it, and because of grace, amen.
That's
His
right.
grace.
That's right.
Nothing that we do, that we did anything. It was God's grace. It is God's grace.
Yes.
And also reading that from the from God's word, it says, indeed, we too were once stupid and disobedient and misled. And I'm reminded about, you know, when I was a young lady, how I listened to the wrong voice. And, you know, when you look to seniors, and that's why I'm so careful today when I'm speaking to young men and young women, what I say, if it's not of God, I'm not going to say it. But this lady, yes, this lady had told me when I was a young lady, oh, you don't have to put up with that. Oh, you don't have to take that from him. And, you know, and all that. And as I look back over that, she had given me the wrong advice. And in doing so, I ended up, you know, getting a divorce. And my husband, he, you know, he's a man. He was growing in God. At least he was a godly man. But I could not see that because I'd had advice from the wrong voice, from the wrong person. So let us always be careful. If they're not coming from the Word of God, shut them down. What I mean by shut them down, you can tune them out. I mean, you can speak love and let them know, well, you know, that's not what the Word of God says. You know, that's why we have to be in God's Word. So, Pastor, thank you. Thank you for making it possible for us to know God's Word, get in God's Word, and be able to, even when we don't have the Bible with us, have enough Bible built in us that we know right from wrong right there, so that you know you're not listening to the wrong voice, because people will come to you, and that's just the enemy dressed up. My goodness. So when they dressed up, if they ain't speaking of God, you'll know.
Amen.
You will know. So, you know, I like that part where it started out to say, indeed, we too were once stupid. Yes, I was. But thank God I'm new in Christ now. What the words say, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, because I know God for myself. And I know through the Word of God that
That's
He
it.
Will keep. Amen. And His word will keep you, and I tell you, He'll chastise you too, because He loves us. Thank God. And so it said, disobedient and misled. It said we were slaves to many kinds of lust and pleasures. We were mean and jealous. We were hated, and we were hated. And we hated each other. So we hated, and we were hated by others as well, is what this is telling us. Then that fourth verse says, however, when God our Savior made his kindness and love for humanity appear, he saved us, but not because of anything we had done to gain his approval. Instead, because of his mercy,
amen,
he saved us through the washing in which the Holy Spirit gives us new birth and renewal. God,
amen,
poured a generous amount of the Spirit on us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. As a result, God, in his kindness, has given us his approval, and we have become heirs who have the confidence that we have everything, I'm sorry, that we have everlasting life. This statement that can be trusted. Thank you, Lord, that we have everlasting life. I want you to insist on these things so that those who believe in God can concentrate on setting an example by doing good things. This is good and helps other people. So we are to do this, you know, as God has blessed us and has, as the word said, have us to concentrate and settle on the word of God. That means let that old way of life, if it's not of God, as I say, if it's not of God, what you say, Pastor, get shut of it?
Get shut of it.
There you go.
Well, I want to say this, Pastor, because you had said that a moment ago, and I thought about it. You know, the revelation of grace is that God gives us instruction as Christians, according to Titus 2, verses 11 and 12, Christians can learn spiritual things. The grace is spiritual, first of all. Let me make sure that's clear. Grace is spiritual, and grace comes from God. But grace that saves also teaches spiritual truth. See, that same grace will teach spiritual truth. So when you were talking about people teaching, I thought about Ephesians 4:29. Because Ephesians 4:29 says we are to speak with grace. See, it should have been taught through grace, how you ought to conduct yourself, how you ought to act. It should have been with grace. You know, a lot of times people, they don't teach through grace. They teach through ignorance. You know, Evangelist Sharon's testimony was so powerful a while ago. It blessed me. I thought about everything Titus was talking about in the third chapter, fourth and fifth verse, just related to what she said. If you think about it, it was what she said, everything, what she'd been through, some of the stuff and all of that. Well, Titus 3, verses 4 and 5 answer that. So with that being said, we have to teach it in grace. But she had said something earlier, too, about, well, what do you share? Well, we got to share this thing in grace. We got to teach it in grace. Yeah. Like, let me give you an illustration, for instance. Look for grace, okay? If you're going to be spiritual, look for a spiritual thing. Since you are spiritual, look for spiritual answers. Even if you have to do like Jesus did, teaching parables in the fourth chapter of the book of Mark. And you got to teach in parables. Like, for instance, this one girl, when I was part of the organized church, this girl came with her, she had some nice-sized boobs, too. Let me tell y'all this. They was beautiful. But they were showing. She was showing all of it. So instead of the woman talking about, honey, you know, just cover a little of that, too much cleavage. That's what they call that, cleavage.
Yeah.
Well, you know, instead of her telling, she over here telling this lady, made the woman mad, the woman left the church and never came back. I haven't tried to show her titties and everybody can see these men have what? I mean, instead of having grace.
Yeah.
Is that making sense to anybody?
She should have had grace.
You know, she should have had enough grace to say,
yes.
Baby, coming for me. That could be distracting to the preacher. Just until you get through preaching. Have some grace with it. Have a little, you know, some. Other than thinking negatively, instead of always thinking, have some grace in your words.
Exactly.
Share some grace with it.
Y'all
remember that day I was teaching? I never forget it. I was teaching about growing, and I was talking about, I said, well, y'all know I'm from down south, so I was talking about, you know, design the sincere milk of the Word of God. That's what I was talking about.
Yes.
And so I said, well, you desire the sincere milk just like a baby. The baby wants the titty.
Mm-hmm.
And one of y'all said, it's the breast, Pastor. See, that was with grace. I think, I don't know if it was Sister Evangelist Sharon, it might, or you, Pastor, one of y'all had said, Pastor, it's breast. It's the breast. You know, but see, that's with grace. That's all I'm trying to tell you. There's another way of saying things and still make your point.
Amen.
Yeah. Because there are going to be some people that you're going to say, some of them may be online. I don't know. You may have to answer them. I was listening to that Evangelist Sharon. You have to tell them it's the grace of God. You ain't going to be able to do it now. You're going to have to ask God for his grace. Tell you right off. It's going to have to be the grace of God.
Yeah.
You can tell them I did this and did that. But at the end of the day, you need to be telling them what the grace of God did for you.
Because
if you don't, then you're going to get into pride and Satan's going to take over. You don't want that. I'm telling you right now, that ain't something you want. You don't going to give Satan that you told. You want to make sure it's known, hey, that was the grace of God that saved me. That was the grace of God that delivered me. That was the grace that got me out of that situation.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. If you're not doing that, you're doing it wrong. If all you want to do is brag about what you did, how you did it, no, you got to be like Paul.
Amen.
It was the grace of God, brothers and sisters. That's what saved you, was grace. That's what got you delivered. You may not know it then, but you know it now because you got revelation. See, there are certain things the flesh does, and there's certain things that the Spirit of God does, see?
Mm-hmm.
The law prohibits things, but grace gives things. The law condemns sinners, but grace redeems the sinner. Then you can be redeemed by grace. The law say do. Grace says it's done.
Hallelujah.
See, people would change the way they pray. Lord, thank you for healing me. Not, Lord, will you heal me? No, Lord, thank you for healing me.
Yes.
Well, why would you tell God thank you? Because he sees
Amen.
Your heart.
Amen.
He sees your heart. He know you wanted to be saved and you just couldn't be saved. You couldn't. See, it's just like grace. God is so intelligent. Mm-hmm. I said a little of this earlier, but I think it's worth saying it again. God said, you know what? I got to be fair to Pastor Bill. I'm going to use you. God said, I got to be fair to her. She didn't have the chance Adam had. She didn't have the chance Eve had. So I got to be fair. I'm a fair and just God.
Yeah.
Sometimes I be one, Lord, was you fair and was you just? He said, yeah, I gave you a new chance. That's why you can become a new creation. You got a new pad. Now let me see what you're going to write on it.
All right.
Hallelujah. You got to hear that. That went right over your head. God said, I'm giving you a whole new life. I'm going to see how you're going to handle it now. You want to talk about what David did and what Moses did, and Abraham was a lion. Moses and Lot was a drunk. But let me see what you're going to do.
Hallelujah.
You're a written epistle now. You ain't been written with any. But I'm going to see what you're going to do. So God is so just and so fair. He says, you know what? I'm letting my grace give you the same opportunity.
Right. Amen.
The same opportunity. That's what grace does, see? So grace says, therefore, things are passed away. Mm-hmm. It's gone. It went past. It's bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you pass from the fifth grade to the sixth grade, from the sixth grade to the... You ain't going back to the third grade. I promise you, you are not going back. One, and when you got to college, you ain't about to go back and sit in no fifth grade class. You ain't that stupid.
Amen. Amen.
So, Pastor, you know what? I'm going to make it fair. I'm going to be an equal God. I'm going to give you an opportunity to live a life of without sin, a life of righteousness. Now, the only way I'm going to have to do this, I'm going to have to go myself.
Yeah.
I got to find my grace in somebody. I got to find that favor in somebody. And he found it in Mary. A virgin. She had a pure heart. She saw things from God's perspective, if you will.
Yeah.
And so when the angel Gabriel said, God done found favor in you, he found some grace up in you. And it's grace on grace.
Ooh,
she said, because I don't know no man. I ain't never knew no man. So that's okay. God got this. So we can have that chance. God showed us what grace was. See, because the law curses us, but grace blesses us. The law condemns us. But grace saved the worst man from saving me. That was grace does. The law reveals sin, but grace don't sin. It knocks it out. First round, knockout. Grace can hit anything. And then he told Paul over there and take it to him. He said, it's sufficient. It's adequate.
Amen.
You remember 2 Corinthians 12 and 9? He said, it'll take care of it. Well, I know you've been up here three times. That grace will work in the morning, it'll work at noon, and it'll work at night. It's sufficient. It's adequate. See, the law demands obedience. You got to do this. You got to do that. It demands obedience. But grace gives you the power to obey.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
So you do it because of the grace of God in you. You get enough grace. I'm telling you, I can tell you from all experience, you can get enough grace, and I know Satan may put some ideas in your head, may put some ideas in somebody else's head, but when you got that grace and grace bumping grace, telling you, it will be grace.
Yeah.
It don't bother you what your neighbor's doing. You don't have to look like somebody else.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
That's what grace will do for you. Grace will give you the power to sustain. Grace will give you the power to obey.
Yeah.
I just want people to understand there's revelation about grace. See, the law don't always last, for instance. But grace abides forever. Boy, that just blows my mind. God got some grace for me. If I slip, God said, I got grace for you. I'm not in it and hold on. Yeah.
Amen.
Grace got something for you. The law says the soul that sinners shall die. Because Old Testament preachers, that's what they want to tell you. Well, the soul that sinners die. But grace says, believe and live.
Hallelujah.
See, Grace, I understand. I know you ran the light, and I know you didn't mean to run it, but you had to, and you had to have that experience. But don't worry. I'm going to dust you off. I'm going to clean you up, and I'm going to set you straight. I'm going to get you right.
Thank you,
Lord. That's what grace. How to remind me of a mother who see her child fall and hurt, and then she go and pick that child up and duff the thing off and bandage it up and come on, baby.
That's right.
Mama
That's
got
right.
you. And don't do that no more, honey. Don't go down that way. You can go down and pray, but don't go down that way, baby.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
See, a mother speak with grace. Y'all can make me preach. I feel like preaching. I'm going to have to go out here and preach to the wind today.
You can preach to us.
But see, that's what grace does. You don't have to look no farther than your mother.
Hallelujah.
And you can see the grace of God in her, things she did,
yeah.
how her words was gracious.
Yeah.
Daddy will say, boy, get in there. Get on up in there. I'll tell you this. But mother say, come here, Johnny. Look here.
Yeah.
I don't want you to get in trouble with your daddy. So why don't you just grab that and go on and do that?
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. Yeah.
I never forget
amen.
The time my mama was in the kitchen and she was cooking. She was baking the cake. This old stepdad I had. How come he always up under you? And then my mother said to me, I go on up there and play Lewis. And I went on up there. And then when I came back in, she gave me that bowl that she was making the cake out of. She said, don't pay that no attention. She said, boy, lick this bowl.
See,
that's
right.
What grace does. Grace finds
yeah.
a way to heal you. Grace finds a way to
Amen.
Let you know it's all right.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I don't want to live without grace. I ain't trying to live without grace.
Amen.
I know whatever I need, it's in grace. And grace, it made salvation
Amen.
Happen. Yes, it's through
Amen.
Faith, but it's by grace that are you saved. You have to use
Hallelujah.
Your faith, but you have to use God's grace. I said
yeah.
you have to use your faith, but you got to use God's grace. It ain't going nowhere. Yeah. You're like a car without a motor. You're like a light bulb without electricity. Don't make me preach
Come
up in here.
That.
You're like a hall without the slop.
Yeah.
You're like a fish without water.
Yeah.
Certain things you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So true. Amen. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah.
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 Anyone else? Y'all may go ahead and make me preach.
What you say?
Amen.
Anyone
amen.
Else?
What you say? What you say?
Amen.
It's all I read.
I got a bell, but I don't have a time. Go on, send it
back. What was that we had? We had 2 Peter 3 and verse 18 says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I love it. We got to grow in his grace. Amen. Reading that first message Bible. Oh, oops. Okay, there's my page. Okay. So it starts with verse 17. It said, but you, friends, are well warned. Be on guard, lest you lose your footing and get swept off your feet by the lawless and loose-talking teachers. Grow in grace and understanding of our Master and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory
Come on, man.
To the Master now and forever. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
And that's what I was saying. I didn't hear the right word at the time that I was gullible and needed to hear from a word from God. I had listened to the wrong word. That's why I say you have to be careful who you listening to, and I express that to the young women and young men. I tell them both when they come to me for counseling, that's the first thing I tell them. Be careful who you're listening to. Amen. Because, you know, a lot of people don't want to see you prosper. A lot of people don't want to see you being blessed by God. But thank God for his grace.
They sure don't want to hear from God. That's the other thing. People not, they don't want to hear from God. And if all you got is the word of God, they're going to hear from God.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's why whatever you say, let it be what the word of God say. See, when it's God's word, then you're not responsible. And, you know, instead of us advertising ourselves, let's advertise God. That's exactly what I do, Pastor. When I'm counseling people, I take them right to the scripture. Nobody ever asks me. I take them right to the scripture.
Amen.
And there are those that will debate you and tell you the scripture don't have their answer. They lying. That's Satan. That spirit
right
there is a spirit from the enemy. Oh, well, you know what? Everything ain't in the Bible. The devil is a lie.
Amen.
I done read the Bible through and through. But too bad you just didn't get the revelation. You read it, but you didn't understand it.
That's right.
That part. Right. Yes. Period.
That's right. Amen.
Yes, you read it, but you didn't understand. See, just like in the book of Acts, there was an Ethiopian unit. You know, Ethiopian is black. So he said to Philip, he said, so Philip was explaining that Jesus died and everything, that was salvation. He said, well, what to stop me from being baptized? Well,
that's right.
Philip said nothing. He said, that's some water. He said, well, how I'm going to understand this and let somebody explain it? See, a lot of scripture hadn't been explained to us. We just went along with whatever somebody said. And then we copied that. Copy this, copy that.
Right.
Copy
Amen.
And paste. Copy and paste. I know when I was a director, I just got to be honest with you guys. When I was the director, like we'd be having these morning meetings and all this stuff was going on. I knew as soon as I got back to my desk, all I had to do was copy and paste, copy and paste, copy and paste.
All right.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of preachers do. That's what a lot of people do. I ain't saying everybody. Yeah. So don't think what I'm saying, you take it literally, and it's going to offend you because you're one of those. A hit dog will holler every time. A hit dog will holler every time. But don't think I'm talking about you particularly. But I'm telling you, because I used to be part of that. I used to be part of that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said something. I never forget the time when I heard this preacher preach about John the Baptist till a woman shook her leg and a man lost his head. Well, I thought that was just an awesome message. Woo! I had to go preach that. And God said, you missed the whole thing.
All right.
But I was preaching because I heard somebody else preached it.
Right, right.
So I wanted to talk about the woman who shook her leg. So I ended up talking about a bunch of women who shake their leg and the men lost their head. Never said anything about the word of God. I was so intrigued over that idea that I missed God.
Ooh, have mercy.
Yeah, so we have to be careful, like Pastor was talking about with our words. You have to be, you know, the Bible says, I didn't say this, Ephesians said that we have to be gracious with our words, you know, with our speech. I think he said speak with strength, Ephesians 4:29. While you're doing that, remember, what is that, Colossians 4:6, too. See, grace calls us to pray boldly. When you're using grace and you got the grace of God and we're growing, because we were talking about growing in grace right before we left Friday, and we may get into it tomorrow, but you got to grow. You got to start growing. You got to understand that you're to use grace in everything you do now. You're to show forth grace. Grace ought to be in your conversation. And when you get a chance, I think it's Hebrews 4:16. We got to go boldly before the throne of grace. So when you go boldly and you're going in grace, you're going to go thanking God. I mean, look at all the stuff you ought to be thanking God for. He let you have his mind. He's giving us all this stuff, and you ain't thanking him for it. He's giving you the right to the tree of life, and you ain't thanking him for it. We ought to be thanking God for all this stuff. He made us member of his body, according to 1 Corinthians 27, I think. But he called us to be ministers of reconciliation. Thank him for it. He made us citizens of heaven. Thank him for it. See, instead of us begging, we need to go with thanksgiving. Then we need to turn around after we get through thanking him, because you can sit up and thank God for a half hour, instead of begging him, Lord, do this, do that. God already know that stuff. People act like God's ignorant. You need to stop it. Like God don't know what's going on. God know you sick. So you got to go see what the word say. The word say let the sick say they well. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this. God already know this stuff. Don't act like he don't know it. That ain't what you need to tell him. People don't have the revelation of that yet. We're lively stone. We need to be thanking him. Lord, we thank you for 1 Peter 2:9, that we are a chosen generation. Just thank you. Then start praising him. Don't get me to preaching up in here. Start praising him that he didn't leave you where you was. He didn't leave you in that situation. He didn't leave you in an uncomfortable. He could have left you.
Yes,
I want to praise him for not leading me in some of them situations. Because if the Lord had left me, don't get me. I want to praise him.
Hallelujah.
David said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I wouldn't have enough to praise him.
Hallelujah.
I can praise him. I got shoes on my feet.
Hallelujah.
I left out of the house running one time. I didn't even have no shoes. I had to run out of there without my shoes. I praise him for the bullets I outran. And I ran some bullets. I know y'all ain't going to believe this, but I ran the bullet one time. I really did. I don't know if I ducked or bobbed and moved, but that bullet
by the grace of God.
That's what it was. It was nothing but grace. Grace stopped that bullet or made it turn, take a right turn. It was great. I just knew it was grace, okay? So I could just start praising God for those little bitty things. I can praise God for letting that plane land like he did. I can praise him for not allowing somebody to change the radar and take that plane somewhere else. You know, we got several missing planes out there. So I can praise him for that. I can just start praising God for the next hour.
Hallelujah.
Folks that just want to pray and beg God all the time, they don't even know nothing about God, really.
Hammers.
If they did, they'd do what his word say.
Amen.
Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. If you got a dog and he got breath, tell him to bark.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Only requirement to praise God is to have breath.
Yeah. Amen.
If you got a fish and he in that tank and he breathing, tell the fish to praise God. Everything in this house got to praise God. For me and my house.
Amen.
I don't know what y'all doing over there, but right here.
Amen.
You got to bring it.
Hallelujah.
So see, I tell you, I get to praising and thanking God. I never get to ask him anything. I just have to thank him because I know he already got me covered.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. Amen.
What I need to ask him for.
Amen. Once you really become friends, you don't need to ask him for nothing. That's right. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Now, if you can see that your child have a need, Don't go there, preacher. Preacher, please don't go there. Because these parents act like they're so smart and God. If you can see that child need a pair of shoes, if you can see that person need a little mental gas, if you can see this stuff, if you can see that Johnny cannot run Frank And you can see that. And, hey, let me help you with this because you can't reach that sink. So if you can see that Mary can't wash dishes because she's too short, that's where we go. That's where we go. Like he can't see. He sees. He drove my slumber and sleep, but God doesn't. He'll never sleep. I ain't read where he went to sleep.
Hallelujah.
I ain't read where he closed his eyes.
Hallelujah.
And if he did, they'd probably wake him up like they did Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
But I'm going to leave it there. Y'all mess around him. I'll be preaching up in here today.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Anyone else? Any other coming? The devil done cheated us out of so much. I might still hear all day.
Hallelujah.
And they shut it off.
Amen.
And the internet run out.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah.
Anyone else?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
See, I could thank God for the unseen. I rolled by a tree and it looked like that tree was leaning. I said, Lord, thank you that tree ain't fell on me. It didn't fall on me. Thank you. Just for the unseen things.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I didn't have a flat tire. I came down a bumpy road.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that store was closed. Because if I went up in that store, I didn't even have my wallet. I forgot my wallet. Thank you, Lord, it was closed.
Yeah.
I was in such a hurry, I left my wallet. Thank you, Lord. That's true. Because I went up in that store, and they might have thought I'd come up in there to rob them. See, there's a lot of things that we can thank God for we don't even think about. A lot of unseen things.
Yes.
Amen. So true.
Thank you. And I thank him for the good, bad, and the ugly. Because you know what? I know Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things are working together for our good. So I thank you for the bad. Lord, thank you. I went in a crack house. I know what a crack house looked like. Thank you.
Amen.
Because it worked out for my good. Because I saw some folks up in there, and the Spirit said, you don't want to be like that. You do not want to be like that.
Amen.
Okay.
You better run. You know you don't belong here. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So I thank God for letting me go up in there and come on back out of there.
Amen.
I thank God for, I was trying to act like I was a part of a group, and I thank God he showed me, you ain't part of that group.
That's part
of that group. You're acting like you are. See, that's another thing,
Amen.
Too. I need to talk to somebody right today. Let me speak a word in somebody's spirit right now. You don't have to imitate anybody, because God can't bless you when you acting like Mary, and your name is Sharon. God can't bless you when you acting like, you know, you Susan and your name is Joanne. God can't bless you.
Hallelujah.
Because, see, the blessing was for Joanne. The blessing was for, he got Sharon blessing. Now, what does, God don't miss y'all. I'm telling you. I'm learning every day. God will not give your mail to somebody else.
Amen.
But God ain't going to take overseer mail and give it to pastor.
Amen.
If you moved, believe
Amen.
Me,
Amen.
And you didn't put in a change of address, God said, I know where she at. Let me take it over there to her. That's how God
works. Amen.
Because the blessing is for you. So don't be trying to act like Mary and your name's Susie. No, the blessing is for Susan. You ain't Susan. You ain't. So that's why it behooves us, be you. God going to develop you, but he want to develop us in grace.
Amen.
He want us to be developed in grace.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Anybody else? Before we leave. Anybody else?
Well, we just this overseer, we thank God. I was a little hoarse for trying to get my voice up. We thank God for grace. And, you know, just like Bishop saying, that's like the scriptures read, we gotta know where we are in God. We got to have that grace, and we got to embrace it. Sometimes we got things that we just don't accept it and receive it. And you got to try to receive the word of God. You got to receive it in your heart. You got to keep it in there. You remember it. And, you know, we just thank God. Just like Bishop said, you know who you are. The mail for you is coming directly to you. If the message is for you, it's coming directly to you. Sometimes she get on there and she read a message, and then I receive the revelation. That's the message for me and give me confirmation.
Amen.
Sometimes you might don't come out and say, but you got to receive whatever is for you. And I'll, like Bishop always say, you got to stay in your lane. Whatever your job is, do your job. Don't try to do Bishop's job. Don't try to do Sharon's job or the other pastor job. Just do your job. Receive grace for yourself. And then you work on that. Work on Bertha.
Hallelujah.
And get Bertha straight. Once you get her straight, and when she got straight, and if something come into her, she'll receive it. If whether you send it by email or you send it by the mail in the box, it's going to get to me. So I receive everything y'all said. I receive everything you said. And I thank you for letting me share.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank God. Yes, thank God. I know when Pastor had ordained me, he gave me this book, and I still got that book today. And it had scriptures in it so that wherever I go, I can take it with me and witness with someone. I had a couple once. And the couple, they would, you know, I guess they had come to a point in their marriage where the wife decided that she wanted to not be with him, but yet the husband was doing everything he thought he could do to please her, because he didn't want that marriage to, you know, part, you know. And so I pulled out that book Pastor gave me, and Pastor, one day I could take a picture and send it to you to see if you remember it. And I went through that book, and I found the scriptures on marriage, and I counseled them from the scripture. So this went on for about, I say about a few months. And they kept coming with the same problem, you know. The wife, you know, she wanted to go, you know. And so I shared the scriptures. I kept sharing the scriptures. So finally, I had to repent. I had to ask the Lord to forgive me. I told that couple, I said, look, if you're not going to go by the word of God and try to work on your marriage, then just go ahead and get a divorce. And, you know, and after I said it, it took me maybe about a week after that. I said, Lord, if I didn't speak right, please forgive me, Lord. Please forgive me. But do you know that that couple is still together today?
Praise God. Praise God.
So I thank God that God had intervened. But I just had got to them because it was the same thing over and over, and I kept giving them the scripture over and over and over, and it seemed to me they wasn't receiving it. And I just told them, if y'all can't work it out, y'all ain't trying to work it out, just go on and get a divorce. And I was done with it too after that. You know, I had washed my hands. I was through. Come to find out they are
But see, you know, Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. They hadn't heard the word of God until you told them they wasn't going to have the word no more. Because I ain't telling y'all nothing else. Y'all ain't going to go by the word of God. See, they heard that. You may not heard that, but they heard that. It was like they favor finna leave. Now the boat finna leave them on the dock. Yeah. See, sometimes we don't know when people hear or what they had to hear. That's why Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things are working together. And see, you was doing that under the grace of God. And you may not knew it at that time, but you know it now.
Amen.
And that was revelation. God was saying, you know, hey, let them know. If they ain't going to live by my word, they're through. And they heard that. And the moment they heard that, they jumped on it. It was like when Peter heard Jesus. I mean, that was everybody else was around. And Jesus and Peter, Lord, if that be you, you know, it was the third watch of the night. It was between 12 midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. And Peter said, Lord, if that be you, because I can't see you, Lord, but it's cloudy and it's dark. But if that be you, bid me to come. Jesus said, come, Peter. All the other disciples was around, but they didn't hear that. But Peter heard it. The same thing with that couple. See, them that couple heard it. They really heard that thing, Pastor. And I praise God that you were bold enough to speak it, and you did it through the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost.
Amen. That's right.
Because I can show you in the scripture where he said, when you find a fool, leave him a fool.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, and I told my daughter the other day, she said, Daddy, why you say, I had told her I wasn't gonna pray for certain folks no more. She said, "Oh, Daddy, why you that? You're a preacher. You would say that." I said, "Yeah." I tell her I ain't praying for them no more. And I got paper. Got time to pray for them. And then I took them to John 17. I said, "Jesus said, you know what? I ain't gonna pray for you no more." He said, "Now don't pray for the world. You should stop praying for them." See, I had never heard that. And then God gave me that revelation. He said, I've given them my word. And the world hates me because I'm speaking what the word said. And because they are not of the world, just like you're not of the world. He said, now I pray not that thou shalt be taken out of the world, but thou shalt keep them from the evil. But then I read on through that. And the Lord say, they're not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. So he sanctified me through his word. But then I read that Jesus said, don't pray for the world. Stop it. So I took my daughter, I said, Jesus said for me not to pray for them. Won't listen, I ain't praying for them no more. Well, see, I said that to her, and then that made her go and read that thing.
Shocker,
amen. Because she thought Christians have to, and then she was telling me what I taught them. I said, well, I repent. So what? I repent. I ain't doing that no more.
Amen. Amen.
So when I told her that, and then I took her to John 14 too, but I showed her that, hey, I don't have to pray for these folks. They don't like me no way. See, anytime folks loving the world, they ain't going to love you. If Jesus was here right today, there's a lot that he'd just be turned away from a whole lot of church buildings, from a whole lot of preachers. There'd be evangelists he'll meet on the street. There'll be people he'll see in the auditorium. They ain't going to like him because he ain't gonna appease them. He's not going to do that. He's going to say what the Father say. That's all he's going to say. He said, the Father give me what to say, and that's what I'm saying. Then that's the same way we ought to be. God give us what to say. Let's say what God said to say. That's who we want with anyway.
That's right.
But anyway, I want to glorify God. All I really care about. See, I ain't going to have too many friends because all I want to talk about is God. I don't want to talk about too much more. And trust me, I can talk about football, baseball, I can talk about sport, I can talk about a lot of stuff, but I really want to talk about God and his word. If you really want to know what I want to talk about, I want to talk about God and his word. Now, I can talk about a lot of stuff, but that's what I really want to talk about is the word of God. Give me revelation.
Amen.
I'm on my way to, I'm on my way up
Amen.
Out of here.
There you go. Amen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Evangelist Sharon said to me, "They, I really identify with what she said, and I've heard pastors say this too. She said, you know what? I won't talk about folk. I won't talk about nothing. I won't talk about the word of God. They won't talk about it. She said, I don't have nobody to talk to. Nobody talk the word about. So I won't talk to them. Ain't got nothing to talk to you about. What we gonna talk about? We ain't talking about the word. What we gonna talk about? Huh? Let's stop wasting each other's time. Okay.
Amen.
Nothing in common. Period.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Single man. This guy gonna talk to me. He ain't talking about the word. He ain't talking about the word. I told him, I'm sorry. I can't talk to you.
Amen.
I mean,
that's right.
That's right.
You let him change you.
Amen.
But see, that's what happens when you get born again. It's certain things you don't want to do no more.
Amen.
Right.
Period.
Amen.
Period.
Amen. You're right.
Certain places you don't want to go.
Amen.
I mean, that's just period. Your desires become different. Somebody said, well, you know what? Well, yeah. I mean, I play cards. I mean, I do a whole lot of stuff. But before I leave up out of there, it's going to be about the word of God.
Amen.
I'll start playing, but you see, what I'm going to do is talk about Christ. Like the woman over there in John 4. That woman wanted to talk about the well.
Yeah.
And her father. Yeah, y'all read that story. Jacob's well. Do you know who Jacob is? My granddad, great-granddad. That's what the woman wanted to talk about. For a moment, so Jesus kind of listened to her. But when she got through, Jesus started telling her about some water she can drink, and she'll never be thirsty. Wait a minute.
Amen.
It's better than grandfather's way. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, yeah, I'm going to give you some water, and you'll never thirst again. That woman revelation. She said, give me some of
that
water.
Yeah. That's
right.
And after Jesus told her, and then she wanted to brag about, now wait a minute, Jesus. What about the Jews? Jesus said, them Jews up in Jerusalem, say, you know what? They go up there to worship, but that ain't what God looking for. You up here in these mountains worshiping, so that ain't what God looking for. Then he said, but God's seeking somebody to worship him in spirit and in truth. That woman took off, went downtown, told everybody, because she's a big-time hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. She told them folks to come see a man that told me all I ever did. They closed up everything. We got to see this man.
Because
we know who you are.
Yeah.
So she's a big-time whore. Yeah. She couldn't even hang out with the girls. The girls went early in the morning get water and everything so that they could, fix breakfast and wash. They went early to the well. This woman decided she had to go at 12 o'clock.
Yeah. Amen.
She couldn't hang out with the girls. She didn't want to be seen with, or they didn't want to be seen with her because she know if she go with them that there going to be something different. But when she got that revelation knowledge, she went boogity, boogity, boogity. And she told them, they closed up the shoe shop. They closed up the bakery. They closed up. They said, we got to go see him. We need to see this man.
Amen.
That's what revelation knowledge will do for you, evangelist Sharon. So when you start telling them, they want to see him. They're going to want to see Jesus. Just get ready.
Amen.
Get ready to tell them
right.
10, 9, and
that's
10.
Right.
Because they're going to want to know where you get that stuff from.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you want to be able to tell them Romans 10:9-10. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
That's right.
See, one thing to tell people to, it's one thing to tell people to seek God. It's another to tell them how. So they don't want to know what you got.
That's right.
And where you got it from. You can take them right to the Word of God and show it to them.
Right to the Word.
Okay,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Y'all, we've been here all day long. Let me let y'all know. Maybe somebody got some dinner to cook. But I tell you, it ain't nothing like the Word of God. I can eat it all
That's
day,
right.
every day.
That's
Amen.
Right.
So,
Amen.
That's right. We'll see y'all tomorrow for the Word at noon.